I tend to say science fiction, and by that I mean everything.
Right, and you know, among writers and fans, of course, science fiction is shorthand for the whole genre.
Yeah.
But in the larger world, first of all, the problem is, of course, you say science fiction to a general audience, and what they think of is Star Wars.
Yes.
Immediately.
Used to be Flash Gordon and Rogers.
Right, exactly.
And for a while, it became Star Trek.
That's true, and still to some extent.
Yeah, but it has become Star Wars.
It has become Star Wars and other big budget epics, and of course, I think that does a certain amount of violence to the reputation of science fiction.
Well, but, it does absolutely because a strong argument can be made that Star Wars is not science fiction; it is science fantasy at best.
At best,
it's brilliant sci-fi. And I sci-fi, getting into that whole nitpicking thing of what is sci-fi versus science fiction. Not all sci-fi is bad. Star Wars is great sci-fi.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that it's even great sci-fi, I'll tell you. I sat through the Revenge of the Sith, waiting for a bullet to crash out of the dark and kill me.
When I say Star Wars, by the way, I mean a movie that was later
original.
Renamed A New Hope. If I know there are some people that say, oh, you say Star Wars the whole series. No. When I say Star Wars, I mean a movie that came out on May 17th,
1977.
And I also really like the one by Lee Brackett, the one that came out in 1980.
Uh-huh.
I liked Sith. I thought it was okay, but it wasn't magical. It wasn't brilliant.
I think it suffers from a lot of the actually Neal Stephenson talks about this in his piece in the Times on Friday, but I think that the Star Wars movies suffer from a lot of the problems that big screen science fiction suffers from, in that spectacle and digital effects jump to the foreground and take over the story, and the story disappears, the narrative disappears.
As far as I'm concerned, the story was only important in the first two movies.
Well, it was certainly more of it in the first two stories, in the first two movies. That's true. And, you know, when you have the audience laughing during the love scenes, during the romantic scenes, that's not ever a good sign. When people burst into titters in the theater, you know that the dialogue is pretty bad.
Yeah, dialogue is bad, and the direction is bad.
Yeah, the direction was dreadful. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because we know Natalie Portman can't act. I mean, Natalie Portman was brilliant in a small movie called Garden State.
Yes, really good movie.
Yes, very well done. But if you saw her in Star Wars, she acted as if she'd been pithed.
And not too many people are going to put down Ewan McGregor's acting.
Right, right, exactly.
But the same director, for some reason, well, he couldn't put down Alec Guinness, could he? He just can't do that. It's not possible. From the first film,
right,
but again, that was the first film,
right.
His third movie at that point. But take a look at the acting in THX 1138; not very good,
right?
It's okay in American Graffiti somehow. It's not that bad, but well, let's not go there. Let's talk. Enough about Lucas. Let's talk about you.